other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sick of it. I'm going to try to settle down in this hour after all the news I've read, some of it I've covered on air, the guests I've had on. I just wish people had their basic human instinct to know when everybody's in danger and to know everybody's under attack. You know, the reason I more and more get into health and vitamin issues and mineral issues and wellness issues is because I've realized myself that's one of the few areas where we can at least partially take charge. That's one of the few areas where we can actually do something. We can filter our water. We can stop eating GMO, at least reduce it a lot. It's hard when you're on the road. We can stop watching as much television and unplug from the Matrix more. And we can buy firearms to protect ourselves, and we can meet like-minded people to develop groups of mutual aid. I don't even call it a militia. Everybody needs mutual aid alliances. Everybody needs a posse, a civil defense. The globalists don't want you to be self-sufficient. And we need to defend the First Amendment and defend liberty. But on the subject of health, I had Rawsome Foods owner, no criminal record, $1 million bail for selling raw milk and papayas at a co-op that was a private club. And I pointed it out. People go to private clubs and drive nails into each other's bodies. People under private agreement can chop each other's arms and legs off. I don't want to get into gross stuff. You have a family audience and people don't really know about this, but amputation is a very popular, trendy thing to do. That all goes on. Under free association, they got swingers clubs, they got everything, but you can't have places where you go buy people's potatoes they grew in their garden. The Soviets and the communists in China are the ones that do that. I mean, we're under Agenda 21 here. And I wanted to get Dr. Corey Gold on because I've had him on a couple times and have been impressed with his research, impressed with his work. And we're going to really introduce him after the break because some stations don't carry this short segment. Most of them do. XM does. Or I think XM does. I know they carry the show, but I never have time to listen to my own show because it's live. It's going to be hard to do. I've got all these things we could talk about in today. We only got about a minute and a half. We're going to break. But what are some of the topics, Dr. Gold, you want to bring up today? I know I've got a laundry list.
Well, hey, Alex, good to talk to you. I mean, right along with what you were talking about, we have a story out of England where a think tank has come up with the conclusion that not only is abortion a great thing, but people, once they're born, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months old, don't have a right to life. They don't have a right to life. That just because you're born doesn't even entitle you to keep living.
And it's done out in the open.
Oh, no, they're publishing their paper. They're proud of it. It's intellectual thought. The brightest minds are back to where Nazi Germany was, that just because you're born, just because you're 6 months old, you still don't have a right to life even though you've been born and are breathing.
And by the way, that is how it started in Nazi Germany, was medical tyranny, for those that don't know.
No, you're right. And now they're talking more about what things you can and can't put into your body. Pharmaceuticals are terrific, but hey, wait a second. You don't get to know what's GMO. Why would they not tell us what foods contain GMO? Isn't it in our best interest to know and make decisions?
Yeah, let's talk about that, because for those that don't know, they're moving to where you can't know if it's GMO, and they want to restrict vitamins and minerals. Dr. Corey Goldie's a dentist, and a lot more coming up, one of the leading experts out there. We're going to talk about ways to counteract the globalist on the other side, and probably also open the phones up for questions about vitamins and minerals or health issues, vaccines, with Dr. Corey Gold straight ahead. And, of course, he's involved with InfoWarsTeam.com as well. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is one of the most respected nutritionists and health product developers in the country. I mean, he's big time. And, you know, has produced some of the best-selling products that are out there. So he's well-known. He speaks all over the world to groups of hundreds and thousands of people. He, of course, received his doctorate in dental surgery. He's a dentist from the University of California, San Francisco. However, prior to that, he received a bachelor degree in biology with a minor in chemistry from California State University, Fullerton, and received a bachelor's degree in dental sciences from the University of California, San Francisco. And, of course, he's also a talk show host, radio talk show host, a popular talk show host. And now he spends his free time participating in running marathons, triathlons. He and his wife are very active in supporting children and families struggling with autism and spectrum disorders. So I want to cover the waterfront with him because, as I said in the last segment, one of the areas where we can actually take control of our lives to a great extent, there's the aluminum dioxide, chemtrailing and barium and all that. There's the electromagnetic stuff they're doing to us. And every week, somebody's girlfriend in the office or one of their friends who's like 35, 25, 40 gets cancer. I mean, I look at the numbers, 2,000+% for adults increase on average the last 40, 50 years, and look at the numbers, and some child cancers are up over 10,000 percentage points. I mean, it's a devastation. And they're doing it to us. I got all the Rockefeller Foundation documents. Every day we're posting more articles with just all the admissions, how they're doing it to us. I mean, just total evil out in the open, jacking the food, the water. They're now in prestigious medical journals saying kill babies up to age 3. Bill Gates comes out and says, kill grandma. He says, don't give grandma care. We can hire 10 teachers. The teachers clap. He says, death panels. I've played the clip like 50 times. If you're a new listener, don't say, oh, that's not true. Just like a month ago, Paul Watson first saw the big prestigious journal of bioethics. They don't have the Hippocratic Oath anymore. They just, the bioethicists say what we do. And I've had Wall Street Journal writers on where for decades they've already been killing people who are wards of the state who are healthy. They just chain you down and kill you. This is already going on is the point. But people emailed me and said, this isn't true. No, Watson had links to it. They're not saying kill babies. This got to be a joke. And then once it was in the mainstream news, picked up from us, it was like, wow, that's, well, maybe it's needed. First, it's, oh, kill them up to the birth. Well, China kills them after they're born. Maybe that's reasonable. How about to age 3? So you were getting into that in the short little segment, Dr. Gold. And then I want to get into how they don't want us to know if stuff's GMO, the attacks on the Amish. I mean, this is crazy. Even for me, they're moving fast. And if they're moving this fast, what are they getting us ready for? Dr. Corey Gold, break it down.
It seems like everything's turning into a cost-benefit analysis as opposed to do no harm. It's, well, who's got value? And they're putting value on human life. We've seen this happen before in Nazi Germany when they said, oh, gypsies don't have value, homosexuals don't have values, Jews don't have values, therefore they don't have right to life. In fact, it'd be better for society if they just were disappearing and, just pretend those places don't exist. We're making the world a better place. We got away from that, and here we are again, where first we got into abortion being considered to be a healthy thing and a societal positive thing. They tell you that you are narrow-minded and don't like society if you think abortion's bad. Now these great think tanks of these people who consider themselves to be quite elite are telling us that, well, newborns, do they really have a right to life? Does someone get born with a right to life? And if they're so young and they can't take care of themselves, would it be okay and moral to kill them? And then it's a very small leap to, well, old people can... they take care of themselves. Is there a cost benefit of what are they providing? Are they still providing positive things for society? Does somebody actually have a heart and soul in this whole matter? The answer is no. It's turned into an elitist who has a right, who has value.
Continue.
And you can take this a lot farther because eventually, if a lie is told long enough, eventually it becomes truth. We've heard this over and over again. So we people in China accept one-child policy is a normal societal thing. And if you are a loyal member of the Communist Party in China, you don't question what you're hearing in China, that one child is the right way to go. We've had politicians here, even, was it Joe Biden, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think it's Joe Biden who said, well, the one-child policy, it's right for China. It's not a bad thing. He didn't criticize it. That's what I would do. It's like, what, are you kidding me? You're going to tell people they can only have one child? You're going to, make infanticide okay? Well, it's okay for them. How is murder okay for a huge friend
of our
country?
And so now that we accept that, okay, we're going to kill your babies here. In fact, it's admitted. I mean, I remember 10 years ago talking about China selling political dissidents' organs. It was admitted. China advertised it. It was in European news, the mobile execution vans, and naive Americans living in their bubble would call me and say I was a liar because the internet wasn't as ubiquitous, so most of them wouldn't go check it. Now it's known, Dr. Gold, as you are pointing out, and China admits they go and find people hiding already born babies and put them in a bucket of water. And Planned Parenthood supporters are defending that. And there's the tapes where you can call up Planned Parenthood and say, I want to give money to kill black babies. And I'm like, give us the money. I got Margaret Sanger photos with the Klan saying kill blacks, but she's held by liberals. These high-level liberals are not liberals. They are eugenicists. The real racist do not, the real evil control freaks, it's beyond racism, don't come out and wear a Klan uniform. They pose as a liberal. Can you speak to that?
Well, yeah. In fact, I have a couple people who I consider to be friends. They went to the best schools. And if you talk about the value of human life, they look at you like you're crazy. Because where they went to school, they were taught to think that, first off, if you believe in God, you've got to be a crazy person to believe of a smiling face in the sky who knows what you think and you're naughty or nice. It's a fairy tale. So those people who put trust into God and think of themselves as being God-fearing and whatever religion they follow, they think of those people as being feeble-minded. and that it is really people who put value on things, and we as a society should decide what has value and not have value, and no one has any innate human rights to life, liberty, or the things that were the founding values of our country. And yet they'll look at you and say, you know, poor Corey, he's just so naive to think that there's a God and to think that he has, you know, value before God and to think that people have a right to life. You know, that's such a naive, old, you know, kind of like, you know, thinking of like Mayan temple way of thinking. You're still in the old thought. And they think that people who might have a gun, of course, you must be a mass murderer. And if somebody has a Bible, they must be narrow-minded and must be very not too smart. Because in their world, if you have those belief systems of being independent, of being self-determining, of taking care of you and your family, of, you know, being entrepreneurial.
You're not a collectivist, you're a threat.
No, you're not a team player. You're not a team player. A team player says what's best for the collective, not what is right.
Well, expanding on that, reading into deeper globalist documents, they are spiritual at the top. They believe they're basically God, and they want to control this planet, and they don't want other people saying, no, I have a right to determine my own future. So I want to say something to atheists. If you want to be an atheist or an agnostic, that's your issue. I get it that mainline religion's a joke, glitter bugs on TV begging for money. I get all that. But what I'm saying to them is the collectivist globalist advertise themselves as humanists, but they're not really trying to empower humanity. Through the eugenics, they're actually going after people that they see as the uncontrolled mavericks, and they want the state to be God, and that's why they don't want you individually to be able to determine what you believe and what's valuable to you. They want you to say, do what we say. So it's not even the community's going to determine, you know, what we say is valuable. They're going to say it. Well, they've already said we're crud. Well, I'm here to tell them I'm not crud. And somebody that doesn't appreciate life, and somebody that doesn't understand you've got to protect the weak, and somebody that doesn't have those instincts, they're the ones that are screwed up. And I declare war on them, doctor.
Well, and you think about it, you know, now we're talking, I was listening to the Supreme Court arguments for the health mandate, that the government can mandate you to buy something. And I heard Justice Scalia say, well, what's next? They're going to mandate you buy broccoli. And, you know, people laughed. And I heard commentators going, well, why couldn't the government mandate you buy broccoli? It's good for you. So in that vein, if this goes through, what can't the government tell you to do if they think it's good for you? Can they tell you where to live? Can they tell you
and
what job to have?
And MSNBC, I just saw him during a break. We have it on back there, was saying, yeah, we do need the government to tell us what to do.
Right. You know, we can tell you what job you'd be best at. We can tell you where you might want to live. Right now, the government's, you know, giving most people loans. They give most people health. They give most people, education. They give most people food. When you're beholden to the government for food, housing, education, your job, are you really free?
And even if you're, quote, independent and have your own farm, if you don't pay that property tax, they're going to take it. You're paying a rent. We didn't have property tax until 60 years ago. Again, we had real freedom before. You know, they've gotten rid of some injustices, but brought in a whole other set of them.
Yeah, and they assume if you're not for universal health care that you want people to die in the streets, but just the opposite. People weren't dying on the streets. I mean, there were religious-run hospitals. There were charitable foundations taking care of people in their local community. People were being taken care of by people in their own area.
When you were in dental school, they told you you had to do, 30% of your stuff for free. My dad was taught the same thing. That's why he does it. Now others don't do it, so he gets a line around the block of folks. It's incredible. Go ahead.
Well, most people want to help other people if they're able to, and that includes doctors and dentists and, you know, people who own restaurants. And most people do the right things. Most people have a conscience and try to do the right things within the best of their ability. But when the government takes on all the roles, it's telling you, you know, Corey, Alex, you don't have to be that guy to help other people. You don't even have to be the person to take care of yourself or your children. The government will take care of all those things.
And now you'll stand by as your neighbors drug away or as people are facing 40 years in prison for selling healthy, fresh milk.
Or worse, look what happened in Nazi Germany. People were literally taken away. Neighbors they had known for 20 years, they were taken away because it was considered to be good for the state. I'm even going to criticize America. We took Japanese Americans and put them in internment camps.
And took their property.
Yeah, we took all their stuff and we thought it was good for America. Long live liberty.
Unbelievable. I want to come back and get your take on the NDAA. I mean, they're actually, the head of the FBI goes, yeah, I guess... I guess we can disappear people forever. I mean, right there. I mean, that is off the charts. He's like, I got to check with the White House, but that is what the law says. You're going to have a law I can disappear?
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, appeasing this tyranny will not abate the evil we face. Only going head up against the tyrants gives us any chance or future as a society. I beg of you to count the cost and join those that love the Republic.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Reality is so much system they put out on the television and in the entertainment system. That's a false reality pulled up over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Dr. Corey Gold is our guest. I want to get back into health issues in ways we can from your research. I mean, you're a triathlete, whole nine yards. You've seen amazing things as a dentist that the medical system won't tell the people that they know. Most doctors are ignorant, but the higher-ups know. But the whole NDAA thing, I mean, I see Americans buying 5 million guns a month. The previous record was something like 1.5 million. In questionnaires, they say they think the government's evil and that there's going to be a collapse. And I don't like go, ooh, they're buying guns. Wonderful. We'll have some big war. It'll be like a movie. No, no. The globalists actually may want this civil war. But I'm not having anybody take my kids anywhere. I'm not taking inoculations. And again, I'm somebody on the air to 50 million people making real statements here. And it's sick that I've had to get to the point where everything I thought was going to happen has been confirmed in spades. And it's one thing to know it intellectually. Now it's manifesting. You talk about Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. I mean, we're following exactly, and it's so creepy. Dr. Gold, I mean, what do you do whenever you see them saying shut down vitamin mineral companies, arrest people, disappear people, and using the drug war apparatus and racketeering against vitamin and mineral people and arresting Amish and, you know, trying to put them in jail for 40 years? I mean, this is savage criminals.
Yeah, it was interesting. Last night I was watching the Supreme Court testimony yet again, and one of the justices says, doesn't it say that at the discretion of the secretary that they could do all these horrible things? And then the other guy said, yeah, but it's at the discretion. We're not really going to do it. But they have the ability to do it. It's written into the laws. They have the ability at their discretion to do certain things.
They said that on the Patriot Act. Obama says NDAA, I won't do it. Now they're starting.
Right. And then so the other justice says, well, if they do it, then, of course, you can relitigate it. Meanwhile, what's happened in between? And, you know, so now we have to relitigate. So they write in powers into laws that, of course, we'll never use these powers. So one of the other justices says, well, why don't you just remove it? He says, well, I don't want to say we'll never use it.
Oh.
There you go. So if you have something in your bill that says at your discretion you can do horrible things.
They're snakes.
There's a reason it's there. There's a reason it's there. And now you're talking about people disappearing because for your good, Alex, and my good, certain people might be horrible. They haven't been charged with being horrible. And all of a sudden they disappear and there's no time frame for them to have to be charged. There's
all right,
no
well,
real
let's
mechanism.
Use some number. And I want your take on this, but I've studied World War II in depth. I kind of got into it when I was a teenager and then in college probably read over 100 books just on the European theater and the SS and the rest of it because it was so interesting historically. I read the declassified British wartime reports, the mind of Adolf Hitler, all of it. I read Mein Kampf. I really wanted to understand it and then moved on. I was always been a big history person. I want people to know around 15% or so of the Gestapo they'd send out to grab people, even though Europeans were pretty submissive compared to Americans on average, never came back. Okay. And this is not going to be like Russia where, you know, almost no one resisted the NKVD. Do they think they're going to start all this and not end up like Swiss cheese? I mean, do they really think they're just going to start arresting people and disappearing them? And then the next person is going to know that they, I mean, that's going to create an escalation with law enforcement that is going to be horrific. Does the system realize what they're being put into, Dr. Gold?
I don't think the system does. And a lot of it's incrementalism, which is, okay, well, we got away with this, so we'll do a little bit more. But we'll do it in an extreme case where you go, well, that was a really bad guy. Therefore, I can understand why you grabbed that really bad guy. Well, we can kill Americans who are in other countries without even search warrants or giving them any, you know, papers or anything because they were real bad guys. They were terrorists. We sent drones over to kill them. They asked the government, could we do that in America? We thought we had a real bad guy in America. Could we just off him without thinking, well, yeah, it's possible we could do that here in America, but only with really, really, really bad, terrible people. Well, now we have incrementalism. Now the government can kill somebody without warrant here in the United States. What comes next? Everything's incrementalism. Well, you accept that. What's next?
Look, I mean, they're opening Pandora's box, and the bankers are going to sit offshore and laugh at all this. I mean, everybody's having to think now, okay? They'll say they'll disappear us. And the guns are all being sold off the shelves. I mean, look, New World Order. You're not doing this in the dark. Everybody knows what you're doing. And if you strike me down, everybody knows what you're doing. We'll be right back with Dr. Gold. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, as I tell you many times every month, don't take the internet and the freedom that's left there for granted. Use it or lose it. You keep it free by using it, but you also use it like you're not going to have it in the future. You got that? It's kind of like Mama spent 2 hours making you the best biscuits and dumplings. It takes hours to make. You better eat it when it comes out hot, because dumplings aren't that good warm back up later. Not good ones. Same thing with fried chicken. And to use the food analogy here, it's a nightmare. And, you know, my wife sits there and says to me, she says, you know, people were the same way in Germany and the same way in Russia. They kept saying, oh, we'll beat it. And, you know, our family's here and everything's here. And she's like, I'm not saying we should leave, but we should look at it. And I've actually said, well, whatever happens, we're just staying here. Because I just can't give in to the fear. But I understand her as a woman. In a way, you do win if you get away. I mean, I just can't believe the American people. Sure, they're buying 5 million guns a month and saying it's for the government. But, I mean, why? Why do we have to have the government say they're going to Because that's government-backed bioethics group. They're going to kill three-year-olds that are even healthy? They've skipped, oh, let's just kill people that aren't healthy. We're going to kill babies. And I get the government training manuals, and it's all about how they're calling sovereign citizens people that have gardens now and people that are into minerals and vitamins. That's an extremist group now. That's what they were telling the Rossum Foods guy. Like, you're anti-government. He's like, well, I'm kind of like a liberal. I'm not in it. I just want to have a food co-op. $1 million bail. It's good people are the enemy. Have you figured that out yet? I want to get into some solutions, because one area we can fight back is taking care of our bodies. And there are powerful tools out there while you can still use them. Dr. Corey Gold, from your deep research and the amazing results you've gotten and all the products you developed, run down the main things people can do immediately, whether it's moderate exercise, deep breathing, vitamin C, what can cleanse you. I mean, you know, the top 10 things, you've got the floor.
Okay, we're back, I think. Well, you mentioned a few right there. First off, you talked about water earlier in the show. The more water, you know, a lot of the things that people put in their body, even if they taste good, are bad for them. So I you have a colon now and then, but the more clean, pure water you can drink, the better. And people have been told they don't need to drink much. Actually, they need to drink quite a bit. So a lot of water in your body, flush toxins out of your system.
How much? Give me a number. Give me a number.
Oh, my gosh. I would take 4 to 5 water bottles, 8 ounce water bottles a day, at least 40 ounces of water a day, if not more. And it sounds like a lot for people who've never done it, but it's just replacing
it. Since I started taking your advice, because it's so important, I drink like 2 or 3 glasses, and I guess once you're dehydrated, your body isn't thirsty. Once you start drinking water, it was like being a kid again in football practice when I really enjoyed it. Now I'm just guzzling it and want more and more.
Well, what happens is that when your body doesn't have water, it tends to retain the water, but your water's got to flush through your system. It's designed to move things through your system. So if you're not giving your body enough water, it retains it in a certain way. It doesn't go through a normal channel.
Sturdy.
So you need to actually have more water. Lots of water, be pure water. Don't, you know, I'm not a big fan of tap water, so have your water purified, get all the toxins out. Some water districts put things into the water for whatever reason. They say it's good for you. I'm a believer that if I want it in my body, I'll add it myself. So I like pure, clean water, and I like lots of it. And once your body gets used to it, you're right, it craves it. It doesn't crave it now because it's taking colas and other things that are replacements of that your body thinks are better than. It's not. Water's far better, and the more you have, the more you'll want it. Another thing your body can do is have organic, you know, clean, raw vegetables. And the closer grown to you, the better. So you talk about people growing their own vegetables, that's the best. You know, you're picking it, you're eating it right away. You know it's been taken care of correctly. It hasn't lost all its minerals. Most of the food that you're getting in the stores has been shipped in from sometimes thousands of miles away, sometimes boated over from South America. A lot of hormones and other things have been put into the
fluoride's food. Fluoride's been sprayed on it as a pesticide. The list goes on and on. It's been radiated in many cases.
In a lot of cases, it's by the time it gets to you, it just doesn't have – it may have the right color, and sometimes it's even put under colored light so it looks better in the store. But when you get it home, you're just eating kind of empty calories, and you're wondering, why am I so hungry? A lot of people in the United States are obese, but they're eating an awful lot. And one of the reasons they're eating an awful lot is they're still starving. So they're heavy people who are starving for nutrition because the food they're eating is devoid of nutrition. And if you think of these dollar menus, and it's not that I've never gone through one. I have. But the things they put on the dollar menus, because people don't have a lot of money, are things basically devoid of nutrition but having a lot of calories. So they're eating all these starches and they're gaining all this weight. They're putting on adipose and fat, but they're not gaining nutrition. So they're becoming osteoporotic. They're having trouble thinking. You know, they can't have energy. They're becoming lethargic. They want to become couch potatoes because of the food they're eating. So you've got to be eating high nutrient foods. And you've got to be getting rid of all those just fake carbohydrates that people are eating. So those are 2 or 3 of the things you can do. I'm a big believer in supplementation, and I believe that we're not getting all the foods from our diets, even if we're doing our very best. So I take a broad spectrum of nutrition. That's why we put together the Alex Pack is one of the things we present on InfoWarsTeam.com, because it has the vitamins, it has the trace minerals, it has the omega oils, it has the calcium, magnesium, it has the whole host of things that people need, because your body just doesn't need two or three nutrients. Because some, you know, you get things that says this has extra calcium. Extra calcium is great, but without magnesium, it's not going to work very well. And with vitamin D, it even works better. The whole body works better when it's getting a complete spectrum of trace minerals. Your body wasn't designed just to run on one or two nutrients. It was designed to have a whole chemistry set put in each day.
Now, expanding on that, I always like some vegetables that were cooked. I like salads, right, things like that. But now, not that I'm in great shape, but I've lost right at 40 pounds now in just the last 4 or 5 months. Now that I started making myself eat big salads and making myself just eat, you know, a whole raw green pepper. Now that I make myself get into eating carrots and things, now I'm beginning to crave it. So back when I, right, you know, was eating mainline cruddy food, and like 10 years ago, even fast food and stuff, I would want that because it had chemicals and things into it that my brain was tuned to. But now that I'm slowly segued away from all that, it's accelerating. So people think, oh, I'm in such horrible shape. Oh, it's so bad. I'll never dig out of this hole. That's not what I'm finding. It's like once you train yourself back to what's good, and it's a battle, but it gets easier the more you do. So how do you recommend people start that journey?
Well, it's first off, I don't expect people to make huge changes all at once. I expect people to make segmented changes, bite-sized steps. I add drink more water is a great first step. Carry a water bottle of water with you everywhere you go, and every time you have an urge to drink a soda or something that's carbonated or something that's, you know, looks like it's sweetened, just drink water instead. Your body will start loving water. You started talking about eating salads. If you start chew your food more, it'll actually taste better. Those vegetables have
my dad always told me that. He'd say, chew your food, chew that green beans, you know, chew that squash. That's when I would always want sugar on my cereal. And as a child, he'd make me chew it, and we'd get sweetened. Right. I was like, oh. And now I've shown my kids that, but it just, we're never taught any of this common sense.
Right. And for people, most people are deficient in omega oils. They're called EFAs, essential fatty acids. The vast majority of people are deficient in EFAs. So their body seeks French fries. Their body seeks pizza. Their body seeks other things that have that oils in them that have been fried, because it needs the oils. It needs the EFAs. It's seeking the wrong thing. So if you get your body some EFAs, it will not want those things anymore. In fact, sometimes now I look at commercials for fast food and I actually go, ooh, I can tell you when I was 20, I go, wow, look at that. Those nachos look fantastic. Nowadays, I'm like going, oh, that makes me sick to even look at them, because my body's getting the omega oil, so it's not looking for that. And that's one of the reasons that's part of the Alex Pack, is we put the omega oils in. And what's funny is that people don't understand there's things called trace minerals. They come from plants. And your body was designed to get all these trace minerals, but now in most of the foods you're eating, or a lot of the foods you're eating, they're not there anymore, because the soils are just so denuded. They've been so, I hate to use the word, but raped over. They haven't been good soil management, and there's been pesticides sprayed into everything.
Yeah, they're not fallow. They put the pesticide that kills the microbes. This is mainline science. They've known this for 50 years and really been worried about it. So then they use chemicals and fertilizers that are designed to grow in dead soils, so it's not even what the plants are really supposed to even look like or taste like. It's a specially engineered garbage.
Well, when you think of the concept of GMOs, genetically modified organisms, they're designed to be immune to all these things that you have to have something crazy going on to be immune from bugs eating them or bugs dying when they eat them. So I'm kind of concerned personally about putting GMOs into my system, and I'm pretty upset with my government for making it unavailable for me to know what foods have GMOs. You know,
about that. And we've had lawsuits where big organic milk companies, you know, I mean, the ones that are homogenizing and boiling it and all that, you know, in the grocery store, they've been sued by Monsanto and others because they don't want them putting a sign on it saying we don't have hormone or GMO. I mean, they're suing not just government, but private groups don't want you to know what you're getting.
And you have to ask why, because you figure if somebody just says without GMOs, what harm would that be? Somebody could go into a store and say, oh, that doesn't have GMOs. That does have GMOs. This one's not even saying it's bad for you. It's just saying it doesn't have it. And they don't want you to know that because innately you would say, genetically modified, I'd rather have the non-genetically modified thing, please. So how can they sell you something if you would prefer the other? It's cheaper for them to make it GMO, and they can call patents on the things that we eat every day. It will now be patented. Is that a patented potato? Is that a patented strawberry? Did you pay your toll tax on that patented thing? It's amazing to think that they want to patent what we're currently eating and people were eating, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. They're not going to patent them because they somehow genetically modified them.
And then they infect your stuff as they've done with canola and then sue you and admit in court they infected you, but it's still a patent infringement that 1% of the genetics of your canola or your soybean is theirs. And that's the same thing with vitamins. Doctor, tell them how they're openly now patenting a manipulated vitamin C or a manipulated fish oil, then trying to block you getting the $5 bottle and trying to make you buy a $200 bottle.
Well, it's an old saying called follow the money. There are now these prescription omega oils. You know, I remember my father would tell me his mother would give him cod liver oil or give him like anchovies. And I go, oh, how gross. She was giving him omega oils. That's where they come from. That's omega-3s. That's where they come from. So nowadays we have omega oil, you know, capsules. They're terrific. They're molecularly screened to have bad things out of them. You're just getting the omega-3s, and people can take them without having to have the fish taste. And now they're saying, wait a second, we're not sure you should have those. We now have a pharmaceutical version that costs, $100 a month when there's a $10, $20 version that really works really well and has never hurt anybody to my knowledge. And it gives great service to people. So follow the money trails when the pharmaceutical companies get involved.
Exactly. And if they can ban raw milk and papayas, they can ban anything. I mean, even Forbes asks, why is there a war against lemonade stands? Because they don't want any mom and pops. It's that simple. This is a corporatocracy global government.
Yeah, and, you know, so I'm a big believer in getting what I can into my body to help my body work. My body was created, and it has a wonderful self-correction mechanism that I don't understand, and doctors are just basically scratching the surface of understanding. But when it's given the right nutrition, it can do pretty marvelous things to fix itself. It's not completely perfect, but it can do amazing things. So you want to feed it and give it the ingredients it needs to do its job the right way. And those are the vitamins and the minerals and the omega oils and the basic things that come from plant-derived sources, like we put into the Alex Pack, that we put it all together like a bow around it, the basic, unique, basic starting points.
I'm just here marveling at what you're saying, Doc. Expanding on all of this, this is a win-win-win. I have shown people. They've seen me lose right at 40 pounds. They've seen Aaron lose almost 90. He kept saying 80, and I said, how much is it really? And he goes, well, it's embarrassing, but a couple pounds short of 90. He's a new person. And he was literally leaving work every day. I told him if he wanted to, go ahead. I was for his health. He was going to personal trainers. He was trying to walk and jog. He was torturing himself not eating. And then Ted Anderson got on Youngevity. Right. I got some. He started taking in. He heard Ben Fuchs. Now he, had heard you. He got into it. He did it. And he's like, this is like magic. And he really has done it more than I have. I mean, I've just started taking the Tanga Tangerine, a little bit of the EFAs, stuff like Rebound Pollen Burst. But he went whole hog on Youngevity. And I'm about to do it. It's just I'm so untrained to be doing this. I mean, I'm used to just eating. But I do eat about half of what I ate. I've lost 40 pounds. He's lost almost 90. And it's like magic. And yeah, it's a business. We support ourselves. And I'm risking my life here to bring you this information. I want to build a news organization. So, yeah, I'm selling vitamins and minerals. But I went out and found stuff that is the best out there. InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up for $10 and get discounts and become a distributor. Again, InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a phone number there. There's weekly training, phone calls. It's all there. But bottom line, just try the Tangy Tangerine. Just try things like that because it's amazing how depleted we are. And these synthetic minerals that just go through us, this is the real natural minerals. InfoWarsTeam.com. But it isn't hype. I mean, my mother has lost a ton of weight. It's not even advertised as weight loss. She's a triathlete. She says, my gosh, I was already taking vitamins and stuff. Why is this? She's asking, why is Tangy Tangerine, just the one thing she's taking, that and now essential fatty acids, why is that having such an incredible effect on her with her running, her swimming, all of it?
Well, she's already in great shape, so she's already done a lot of good things, and this, her body can quickly respond and get better. Think of your body as a chemistry set. If you're missing a couple test tubes, it can only do so much. You give it a couple of things that your body's been deficient in, and all of a sudden it starts popping on all cylinders. It's like fine-tuning a car. So all of a sudden your mom, who's been doing a lot of good things, now gets those few things she's been missing, and boom, she's like firing on all pistons, and away she goes. A guy like Aaron Dykes, once his system starts working the way it used to work, remember how we used to feel when we were 13, 14, 15? I would run around the yard like all day long and come in like only when it got dark. I would never get tired. We'd just run around and play all day.
Exactly. I was from sun up to sundown like crazed heathen.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, I would just go out in the front yard and play. We didn't have, you know, set rules. We just ran around and played because our bodies just had all those natural chemicals running in them that let us go play and have fun. And also our parents, you know, they gave us good food. Our food was grown locally.
My grandmother made them take the cod liver spoonfuls.
You got it.
Mama knew best.
They did. A lot of this wisdom that we got from our ancestors was not silly. A lot of the things that we now look back at and saying, where'd that come from? It comes from good sound advice. Eating your cod liver oil, we eat EFAs instead, but it's the right thing to do.
Amazing. InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number on there, but I guess people that aren't online, that doesn't help them. I always forget the number. We'll look it up and have it for you after the break and talk more about things you can do. But the big thing, you don't need to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get Tangy Tangerine. The big thing is start drinking water, start exercising, stop eating GMO aspartame. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Going to have the Arpaio interview with the chief investigator with all the fraud that Obama's engaged in. Send a team out there. It's like over an hour of stuff you haven't seen on the nightly news tonight and more. A couple program notes here. Well, if you're interested in joining the InfoWars team, InfoWarsTeam.com, you can go to InfoWarsTeam.com or call 877-551-1301 if you've got any questions or comments or want to order over the phone, 877-551-1301. And again, you can sign up and be a distributor and get discounts and wholesale prices or just get it off the site, 877. Again, we'll put it back up there on screen, 877-551-1301 or InfoWarsTeam.com. And lastly, I'm going to go back with final comments from Dr. Corey Gold, but I just got to say this. We're hiring two new reporters, and each person is going to win $5,000 a piece. We're going to hire a male reporter and a female reporter. The contest is $5,000 for the two winners, and then that puts you in the running to be a reporter. Obviously, we got to negotiate if you can move here, how much you want to be paid, all that kind of stuff. We probably had like 50 or 60 entries. Some of them are pretty good, but there's only four rules, and people aren't following those. And then people are complaining, well, I don't want to upload to YouTube. I want to do it to my server so I get the traffic. Okay, well, you don't want to be a reporter here. You don't want to win $5,000. I mean, it is crazy. It's simple contest rules. Like, why is it only YouTube? Because we can't post 10 videos on the same page if it's different sites. It just doesn't work. Or, I'm really tired of it, folks. And we want your video to go viral on InfoWars.com and on YouTube. The whole point of the contest isn't just to find great reporters. It's also to see all the great reporting you're going to do to wake people up about the New World Order. And there's stuff like have InfoWars in the report. Some people do reports about their news thing. You don't want to work here? You don't want to win? That's right. When they don't do what I tell them around here, it's called a joke. The staff's having victories over me. You don't get to ignore everything I say until you work here. That's when you get to do that. Okay? That's... All right. Anyways, InfoWarsTeam.com. You go to InfoWars.com/reporter-contest, or just type in InfoWars Reporter Contest into the search engine. It comes up. We're going to start posting videos on the site. We got four entries that follow the rules. It's only been out a few days. They're great. Thank you. You're in the running. And we send people their videos back and go, this is a good video. Will you remake it under the rules? They're like, no. Well, I guess you don't want to win then. I mean, what's the point of entering a contest? Coca-Cola has contests, you know, and then they show it in movie theaters, short films. What if you sent one in and it wasn't about Coca-Cola? You're like, I didn't win the contest because it isn't about Coca-Cola, Jack. I'm sorry. Doc, I'm sorry I'm ranting. We only have like a minute and a half left. Great job joining us. Any other little tidbits we need to know about moves to try to restrict vitamin and mineral sales?
Now, I was enjoying that quite a bit. The first thing is, you know, don't abrogate your responsibility for your own health. You know, I know people who take better care of their car. They know when to change their oil. They know when to do maintenance on their car, rotate their tires, but they don't know a thing about their body and how it works. They know more about how to reboot their computer than they do about their body. I mean, your body is your most important thing, and God bless you if you have children. Take care of them as well. Depend upon you. So make sure they're getting the right nutrition they need. You told them InfoWars Team is a good place to start on all that. If you have questions, call that number. But, yeah, don't make somebody else responsible for your health. Be in tune with your body, drink good water, put good air around you, eat good food, and have good fellowship. That'll be the good place to start.
Well said, and final comment from you. Do you agree they're coming after vitamins, food, raw milk right now because they know it's getting popular and they want to shut it down?
I think they're going to try, but we're going to stop them.
Absolutely. Dr. Corey Gold, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we got a big retransmission coming up. Oh, my gosh, so much. Wow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.